The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is the 19th, Monday, the 19th of November, 2012. And you have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. I am broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks in Eagan, Minnesota. So again, friends, today the phones are inaccessible until tomorrow. So we will be up to par again back tomorrow. And if you'd like to be a part of that show tomorrow, I can give you the phone number right now, which is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, real quick, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. They gotta hate somebody, right? Conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. We're the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to jump online and check us out, see what we look like, if you'd like to download some podcasts that we've done in the past, you can go ahead and check that out as well. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be one of my friends on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Now, friends, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, on Saturday, friends, I spent 2 hours sharing with you as to, giving you the distinction as to who we are as a people. As Woodrow Wilson rightly said, if you don't know where you came from, how is it that you know where you're going? He said, we're doing a futile thing. He was exactly right. Love him or hate him. But in saying that, isn't it interesting today we see a president, a reelected president, somehow mysteriously got reelected in the face of all this opposition from within this country. But yet, I was just having lunch right before I came over here. I had a salad really quick, and they had all these TV screens. And I seen MSNBC, and it says Lean Forward, and I shared with you on Saturday and in the past that Lean Forward is a communist slogan. It's right in our face. So MSNBC is giving their pro-Muslim message and anti-Israel message to the American people. Again, trying to snuff out the light that you have, America, and trying to hate your allies. Giving misinformation, spreading misinformation is the key. But I thought it was rather interesting that the president of the United States of America is now going over into Taiwan, to Burma, to all these foreign nations that no president has ever gone over to in the history of our country, which within itself, it's not all that bad that he's trying to make friends. But the fact of the matter is he's going over there telling them either that you're going to change your ways to the ways of democracy or else the United States isn't going to support you anymore. Does anybody hear the underlying tone in what he's saying? He's in essence saying, friends, that to foreign countries, either you do it our way or else we're going to topple you just like we have done in the Middle East. And he's going all across the world doing this in other countries. And it's also interesting, friends, that when you look at President Barack Hussein Obama, doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that he's over trying to save everybody else's country? Well, in this country, it's in complete shambles. And everybody's trying to figure out, how is it that this guy does what he does? Well, he's got a little help from his friends, doesn't he? You know, it's also interesting, friends, that we are where we're at today because for the most part, the American people have tolerated the position. We have tolerated crime in government. We have tolerated the politicians who work for special interest groups. We tolerate this. And instead of bringing forth justice unto judgment to establish righteousness and to bring forth light, that's why we're called the light of the world, we sit back and we tolerate the things that are going on. I just heard yesterday the Supreme Court judges, they're afraid now the older generation is giving the younger generation more hopelessness by offering it hopelessness and saying, you know, it's really scary what Obama might do with these judges. As if to say that the Supreme Court judges are within themselves appointed for life. In other words, they can't be impeached, they can't be removed if they act outside of their scope of authority. Folks, that is completely untrue. But the point is that Barack Hussein Obama is appointing Supreme Court judges as judges that are unconstitutional by its very nature in every sense of the word. In other words, they're going out of their scope of power. They're not ruling according to law. They themselves have become demigods. Again, why? Because the American people have tolerated this. So many times I go back to 1962 to share with the American people as to what is it that we have lost, and I always bring you back to the foundations, the Constitution and the Bible. And what comes to my aid right now is the second president of the United States. His name was John Adams. He said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, why would he say something like that? Why do all the civil buildings in the United States remind us of our foundation? And why is it that the American people sit down and ignore those two documents that were used to establish who we are as a people? It really is that simple, friends, just to come back to the foundations. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. Do you remember Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Herods, the Herodians, government. And he said to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious people. Who always bring about the toppling? Or who always brings about a demise of a nation? It's always governments along with corruption in the church. Just look back in history. Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, whatever the case may be. There is nothing new under the sun. So what I'm going to do when I come back right after this break, friends, I'm going to talk about gun control. And you need to understand that gun control is nothing more than control over your lives. And by the way, 56 million people...
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
AtheistRadio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Right before the break, I was talking about gun control. In America, what stands between you and your liberties is the fact that you have the right to bear arms. And don't forget where those rights came from. John F. Kennedy rightly said, hey, the rights of man, they don't come from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God. So America, you have, there's a special privilege that has been given to this country by your creator. He has given you rights. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see where your rights were derived from. Your creator, the laws of nature and nature's God. But I've said that so many times, you need to read the document for yourself so you can find out what I'm saying is actually right on the money. But when we understand that we have rights given unto us by God, we can also understand that no one can take those rights away from us. Because we're not going to be duped out of having our rights. When we were given the right to bear arms, we have to understand that that was given unto us by our forefathers that fought off a tyrant named King George. And just think if they gave up their arms at that time, we would have never been established as a free people. It's not the course that they wanted to take, but it's the course that they did take. And our governments, our founding forefathers, they established what we have today, and it's not to be moved or eradicated. It's not to be shifted or debated away. It's not to be gutted, and that's exactly what we're going to see in this next 4 years. And as a matter of fact, this is exactly what Obama went after right after the reelection was the gun treaty, and I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But, folks, let me bring you back. Let me bring you back to April 20th, 1999. At Columbine High School, Littleton, Colorado, you had two kids walk into the public school, and they shot up the public school. You had Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold. But, folks, did you guys know that before, actually during the shooting, there was over 300 SWAT team members that were sent to that school? There was also two tanks. There was cops standing outside of the building, and there was also there was snipers set up around the school. But did you know that not one police officer, not one SWAT team member entered into that public school to shoot either one of those kids down to deal with the issues at hand. In other words, if someone would have went in there and dealt with those two that were shooting up the public school, 13 kids would have been preserved. They would have been spared. But yet not one of them 300 SWAT team members entered in. Now, I'm not trying to be a hard guy, but I got five little boys. And if my kids were in a public building and you had 100 WACs shooting at my kid, I guarantee you this, and you can rest assured, I don't care what the SWAT team members do, Daddy's going to go in and he's going to get his kids out. That is the heart of America, but I'm talking about gun control right now. When those 300 SWAT team members were asked as to why they didn't enter into that public school, you know what they said, friends? This was the SWAT team in Littleton, Colorado. They said, we didn't know what we were up against. We didn't know what we were up against. You have machine guns, you have Glocks, you have tanks, you have snipers, you have shields, you have helmets, you have armor bearer, but you wouldn't go into that public school to save a kid's life because you have too much to lose? They said we didn't know what we were up against. Do you remember right after that, the Clinton administration, right away, they went for gun control. They had to jump on. They had to seize the moment. They had to seize the tragedy to go after the guns. The first thing they did is they put on Time Life magazine, Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris holding their guns. It's also interesting, friends, when you just check out all the film is completely chopped up because, case in fact, there were other shooters in that school. But for some reason, Eric and Dylan were the only ones that were called out for the crime. And then other kids that were going to come forward and expose the fact that there was more shooters, for some reason, they just got their heads blown off. But I bet you didn't hear about that neither, did you? No, you didn't. By design. You ever wonder why it is that kids today, knowing this radio program, I've done 338 high schools. Folks, do you know how many times I wondered if I was going to get shot down in a public school? You ever wonder what it is that they are actually feasting their eyes upon? You've heard that saying, you know, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you feast your eyes upon as well, right? These kids are playing games that are just over the top. I mean, they have games now where they can actually rape women. It comes with sound effects. It's called Grand Theft Auto, and you steal cars, and you can bomb, you can shoot cops. There's also a game called JFK Reloaded. These are the games the kids are feasting on. And then America sits back and wonders why they do the things that they do. I mean, just think about that. Now you can win $10,000 if you can shoot off John F. Kennedy's head. It's called JFK Reloaded. These are the games the kids are playing. But the question I have for you, speaking of gun control, is when a crime is committed, is the gun actually the one that is imprisoned, or it's the person that made the choice to pull the trigger to commit the crime? Is that the individual that's imprisoned? Isn't that interesting? And what they're trying to convince the American people is that guns are bad. Well, let me say it this way. If the guns are so bad, then why does the UN use them to keep the peace? Most people don't even think this through. How can the act be a part of the actor? You know, you look at the UN today, they got a gun right in front of the UN in New York, and it's got a snubbed nozzle. But it's interesting, right when you go inside of the UN building, they have armed guards there protecting the people that work in the UN. Who are they protecting, and who are they protecting them from? That's the question I have for you. From the American people. Why? If they were working for the people, do you think that they have to have armed guards protecting them from the American people? Not at all. Matter of fact, Rosie O'Donnell got on the bandwagon and said, you know what, anybody right after April 20th, 1999, right after the Columbine shootings, she said, she got on national television, she said, anybody that owns a gun needs to go to jail. Really, Rosie? Yeah, isn't that interesting? But see, it's also interesting, they posted some local outlets that weren't duped into believing the stupidity that was being spewed out upon the American people. They pulled up a permit that her bodyguard had actually just got. Well, he purchased a gun to protect Rosie O'Donnell's big backside. Oh, okay, I get it, Rosie. So it's okay for you to have guns to protect yourselves, but us peasants, we just got to go with the flow, right? We just got to do whatever the government says. No. Wait a second. The government works for us, America. We don't work for them. And we have a right to bear arms, and our right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That means violated. And what was the whole purpose our founding forefathers gave us guns in the first place? Well, I'll get to that in just a couple of minutes as well. You know, one guy saw right through Rosie O'Donnell's hypocrisy, and he put on the back of his wheel cover of his van, he said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Well, maybe what we should do is we should get a spoon ban going, and maybe that way Rosie can lose some weight. Am I being facetious? No. This is the mentality they're trying to throw on the people. But when you put it into perspective and then point it back at them, they don't know how to respond to you. Again, Rosie's bodyguard applies for gun permit. Interesting. Wow, isn't that interesting? Man, you can have them, but the American people can't. Back to the UN really quick. Isn't it interesting that the UN, the United Nations, which, by the way, was contrived after World War II, isn't it interesting that the UN uses tanks, AK-47s, mortars, Glocks, to maintain the peace that they want? It's the peace that they want. Benjamin Franklin rightly said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Listen again. No free people. America, are you free? Yes, you are free. And you still are free. You still are free to do the right thing. All the time. No free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Again, your Second Amendment right declares the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. By the way, for those that didn't know, did you also know, friends, that where guns are mandatory, crime plummets? It just goes away. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults, except convicts or COs, to have a gun. They've had only one murder from an out-of-state criminal with a gun. See, you got to keep in mind, too, friends, criminals will never ask for permits. They will never ask for permits. So, in Kennesaw, Georgia, where guns were made mandatory, crime went away. In 12 years, one incident from an outside criminal. They were also, a television crew actually went to a state prison in Georgia, not too far outside of Kennesaw, and they were asked what they thought about Kennesaw, Georgia owning guns. You know what the prisoners said, those that committed crimes? They said that they knew to stay out of Kennesaw, Georgia, because Kennesaw was an armed people. Did you hear what I said? So the criminals stayed away from them that were armed. Well, yes, indeed. That's common sense. So out of the horse's mouth, the criminals themselves said, you know what? We don't go to Kennesaw because they're armed. We can't commit crimes there because they're an armed people. They can defend themselves. Friends, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about the Second Amendment even more and go into deeper detail.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm talking about gun control right now, friends. And when the government gets involved and they want gun control, rest assured, friends, it's nothing less than control. 56 million people dead in the 20th century because of government gun control by their own governments.
Well, that's just really weird, some liberal whack might say.
Well, do your homework. It might just save your life, too. Right before the break, I said in 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults except convicts to have a gun. They've had only one murder from an out-of-state criminal with a gun and have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years. And then I shared with you that a news team went over to a local prison near Kennesaw, Georgia. And the prisoners were asked what they thought of Kennesaw, Georgia. They knew to stay away from Kennesaw, Georgia, because in Kennesaw, Georgia, they were an armed people. That makes sense, right? Over in England, friends, they disarmed their people. Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who were beaten in their homes. And by the way, this is two more reasons, if they are needed, as to why vulnerable householders must have the right to defend themselves against violent intruders. It got so bad over in the UK, friends, that one woman was violated so many times. You know what she did because she didn't have the right to bear arms against criminals? I mean, what kind of a mindset is that? Folks, that is European mindset. That is a one world order mindset. They want you disarmed. They want you subjects. They don't want you a free people. They don't want you in control of your own destiny. In the UK, friends, one woman was assaulted so many times that she put up chicken wire around her house. Yes, you heard me right. I said she put chicken wire around her house. Did you know that local government took her to court? The judge told her, remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders, quote unquote. This is the sort of mindset that you have in your country, and it's breeding as we speak. And it's going to spread until you deal with it, friends, lawfully. When I tour across the country, I see, you know, these signs before you walk into these restaurants. You know, don't bring your guns into here. Guns are not allowed. I'll walk in there and I'll say to them, do you have any idea what you're saying to a criminal? I had one young lady with enough common sense say to me, yeah, we're telling criminals that we're unarmed. I said, that's exactly what you're telling criminals. You may as well just post on your door, come and rob us. We're unarmed. One of the guys in the crew actually seen a lady walking down the street one day. She had a button on her shirt that said, proudly unarmed. Lady, do you have any idea what you are telling a criminal? You're telling that criminal to assault me, to assail me, to mug me. Friends, gun control is not about control. I'm sorry, it's not about guns, it's about control. They're trying to blame the guns rather than the person pulling the trigger. And if we would put that in perspective, that's exactly why they shouldn't be where they're at. George Washington, the first president of the United States, said firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. Because why? George, why is that, Mr. Washington? What did you know that the American people have forgotten about? That firearms are the people's liberty's teeth. That's right. Even Vladimir Lenin said, give me a guy with one gun and I can control 100 people with it. Any dictator knows that. They're just looking for the useful idiots that will actually believe what they say. They can't tell you the truth to disarm you, friends. They can only look for excuses as to why they should by force disarm you. Just recently, right after the re-election, this president, with the help from his fraternizers in the deceptive state-run media, and how he won his re-election campaign, a lot of people are trying to figure that one out still. It was important to note that the first thing Obama and his administration did was turn its attentions to the United Nations gun treaty. Now, I really wonder, friends, and just food for thought, if he really had the support of the American people, then why is he so busy trying to disarm those who supposedly love him so much? Oh, and friends, just forget about the 50 states that are petitioning for secession. They're saying no. A good question to ask yourself is, why is he there? Who reelected him? He didn't have the support. We've talked about that several times. Download the podcast from last week and the week before. He didn't have the support. But the first thing he's doing is going after the right to bear arms. And all the while, Obama and his administration are busy trying to disarm the American people by conjuring up criminals guilty of some sort of gun crimes as an excuse for new gun legislation. Well, then, you know what? Let me take the cover off that and let me help this administration a little bit, because it need not look any further than within its own ranks. And by the way, this is the reason, friends, that we are an armed people. Fast and furious. As you know, Attorney General Eric Holder, I mean, this guy's got crime. He's got scandal after scandal, friends. He was in Clinton's administration during Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City bombing. Attorney General Eric Holder is guilty of putting thousands of assault rifles, AK-47s, into the hands of Mexican drug lords in an attempt to blame the American people for the crimes the administration and the officials are guilty of contriving and committing. They're guilty of it, friends. And as a result, hundreds of Mexican civilians were killed along with Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Well, you say that's old news. No, it's not old news. Hang on with me. The state-run media conveniently pulled a media blackout on Fast and Furious, and some Americans gave them a pass, I said some, and forgot the atrocities committed upon them by their own government, therefore strengthening tyranny, so it might assault the people again on a later date. Oh, and by the way, the AK-47s that attorney Eric Holder was putting into the hands of Mexican drug lords are the very weapons, or it's on a list of weapons, that this administration is attempting to ban. Let's go to Benghazi. Now that the later date is here, we have the murder of Ambassador Chris Stevens, who was killed September 11th, 2012. The Blaze reported the details of the September 11th attack that killed four Americans at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi are still murky, and there's certainly more to be known. Former CIA officer Claire Lopez argues that the key issue is the relationship of the United States government, Ambassador Chris Stevens, and the U.S. diplomatic missions in Libya with Al-Qaeda. That relationship, Lopez argues, could be connected to the rise of Islamic brigades in Syria, who recently created a front to liberate Syria to wage jihad against Syrian regime and turn the country into an Islamic state. In other words, friends, Ambassador Chris Stevens was gun running for this government, putting guns into the hands of your enemies. The Business Insider stated, in 2011, the United States sold $33.4 billion worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia and $1.7 billion to Qatar, and sales tripled to a record high and accounted for nearly 78% of all global arms sales coming from your government, friends. But they want to disarm you. The opposition groups that are receiving most of the lethal aid are exactly the ones that we don't want to have. One American official familiar with the situation told the New York Times, good for the New York Times. So America, was Ambassador Stevens running guns to extreme jihadists? Well, let me ask you a previous question, a preceding statement I made. Was Eric Holder responsible for putting guns into the hands of Mexican gun cartels? You decide. Friends, and now we have General Petraeus in a sex scandal? This is called diversion, friends. This is nothing new under the sun. They're trying to divert your attention from the criminals that put the guns into the hands of Stevens to give them to jihadists to topple governments that don't agree with this administration's ideology. That's what's going on. This is why they're trying to cover up Benghazi. This is why the media went out on a blackout a week or two before the re-election campaign. And now he's going around telling everybody else, all these other foreign countries, as to how they're supposed to live. And if you don't, you're not going to get our support. You know what that is? That is a direct threat to foreign countries, friends. And they know it is. That's why in these reports, friends, they're talking about the tensions as when Obama was talking to them countries. Them foreign countries know exactly what he means. I've shared so many times in the past, what do you think, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's doing? She's going to other countries telling these dictators, either you see it our way or else we're going to topple your government. That's exactly what's going on with Benghazi. In America, you think everybody else is under attack when in fact you're the ones that are being zeroed in on. The Second Amendment, your Bill of Rights to the government, the Bill of Thou Shall Not. Folks, when I come back, I'm going to kick this off. It's only going to get better. But friends, I'm not talking about, again, a third world country. I'm talking about your country, friends. Back in the 70s, they weren't talking about gun control. It was common for people to be driving around with guns. Now they look at you like you're some suspect jihadist for owning a gun. We need to get it straight, and we need to stay healthy, friends. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hang on a minute.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, friends. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Double E Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You know, I was just thinking, friends, during the break, why is it that people don't just call an ace for an ace and a spade for a spade? Why is it that we have the state-run media still? Well, why isn't he answering the question? Why is he stonewalling everything that we're asking him? Well, why do you think, friends, if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, what is it? Jesus told us that we're to judge a man by his fruit. And what have we seen in this administration over the last 4 years? Corruption, scandal, crime, lies, theft, covetousness, everything they shouldn't be doing, but they're doing it, aren't they? But the question is, why don't people just call it for what it really is? Why do they still, why are some of these famous, as they call them, the famous show hosts, why are they still asking the question, what's wrong with Obama? Doesn't he like America? He spends more time in foreign nations, friends, than he does in ours. And when he's here, what is he doing? He's destroying it. Last week, I posted a picture of Chris Stevens on my Facebook. And when I posted the picture, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Well, the first report that came out was that Chris Stevens was a homosexual, which he is, was, I'm sorry. And what they did is when they were torturing him, I put a picture of Chris Stevens being tortured up on my Facebook. You need to see how far this administration is willing to go. And when I looked at it, I said, you know what? I said, that is nothing more than a hit. Because if that boy would have came home, he would have sung like a bird to the American people. And they couldn't have that because that Fast and Furious over in Benghazi was now coming unraveled too. They couldn't control it. So they had to get rid of all witnesses. Oh, Bradley, that's just so way out there. Really? Why did they torture him then? Folks, they actually took a pole and they rammed it up his backside. I posted it on my Facebook. A couple days later, Facebook pulled it down. Why? Why don't people in America take it for what it is? It's almost like in America, you just think it's unthinkable. That's exactly what this administration works off of, friends. Your compassion. That you'll come up with this novel idea in your head that, no way, our government could never do that. Oh, our government has been doing that for a long time, friends. And I said, our government. Facebook pulled it down, so I went and found another one. I posted it right back up there again. People need to see the crimes that are being perpetrated upon the people that work in this government if they don't agree with the ideology of this administration. Let's get back to the point of the Second Amendment here. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, shall not be infringed. And the best that we have through the state-run media are now warning the next generation that, listen, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, we get Obama to stack the courts anymore. I mean, we got Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard. She's a radical lesbian. Then we got Sotomayor, who's a total internationalist. And now just think they're talking about amnesty and just think we just happen to have Sotomayor in there. What a coincidence, friends. Now, remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? Nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. The problem is America just goes to sleep, scandal after scandal, acting like it's just going to go away and it's never going to touch you. Let me read this again. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated. I know the state-run media has been trying to just really demonize militia, militia, militia. Them bad guys, them, you know, those guys out in the woods, man, they just want to shoot somebody. Really? No, they want to protect themselves. Because they have the right to do it. And to prove my point, let the facts be established as I lay to your candor. According to Federal Statutes Title 10, Chapter 13, Section 311, all males in the United States between the ages of 17 and 45 who are either citizens of the United States or have declared their intent to become citizens are members of the unorganized or reserve militia. Man, especially with all this terrorism going on in our country, friends, you'd think this government would be arming its people. Well, it's not. For 10 years, you were told that you were under an Islamic threat. Now they can build their mosques here, and you better shut your mouth. Now you got an administration actually courting and celebrating Ramadan in the White House. Folks, this is unthinkable. Read Leviticus 26, friends, because I'm telling you what, God is taking America in stages through judgment right now. I don't care if you believe me or not. The writing is all over the wall. And just like I've said so many times, for all those supposed I just don't believes what God says, well, let me tell you this. If you don't believe him for his blessings, you're going to know him in judgment, and you're finding out who he is now. And some of you communists may think that you're having your way right now, but in fact, if you look in Scripture, judgment comes down harder on you after his kids are chastised. You better know who your daddy is. But according to Federal Statute Title 10, Chapter 13, Section 311, all males between the ages of 17 and 45 who are either citizens of the United States or have declared their intent to become citizens are members of the unorganized or reserve militia. So out of the mouth of a lot of these male reporters between the ages of 17 and 45 that are demonizing the militia, they in fact don't know that they are the militia. President George Washington, when arming the United States of America, said, George Washington, the first president of the United States, when arming the people of the United States of America, said, I'll say it again, President George Washington, the first president of the United States, when arming the people of the United States of America, we've been armed for 237 years, friends. Now all of a sudden it's just impermissible. A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, said George Washington, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. I've said this so many times to put into perspective. Friends, we are the government. So when you get the state-run media dividing we from the government, it shows you their foolishness. It shows you that they're baseless. It shows you their intent. And their intent is to divide and conquer the government from the people and the people from the government. We are the government. The government is an extension of we the people. Those that work in government that are good, that are really serving the American people, are glad the American people are armed. Why wouldn't they? I mean, this administration likes taking your boys, doesn't he? And your girls and sending them over to foreign wars. When it works for him, it's permissible. It's great, right? But when it doesn't, isn't that a little weird, friends? He'll use your kids as a shield to promulgate his agenda. But when it's in America, and America doesn't stand for him, all of a sudden we need to disarm them, folks. He's telling on himself, friends. And anybody in government that would want to disarm you, they are telling on themselves. A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them. 56 million people terminated by their own governments in the 20th century. Folks, they were exterminated by their own government under the guise of gun control. Why is it that people are so apt to forget about history? A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them. You know what we're hearing today now? Oh, you know, I like to hunt. Well, I'm glad you like to hunt. I'm really not a hunter. When I began to understand what's going on in your country, then and only then did I become armed. Because I knew it had nothing to do with hunting, and I know like people like to hide behind that. In some cases, by the way, it really is about hunting. I do understand that. But if you want to sit there and live off the good graces of a government that is trying to erase the memory of anybody that stands against them and their ideology as no big deal, you might want to wake up, friends. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I will talk to you in 23 hours, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. See ya!
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.